This week marks the 3 years of my ministry. Yeah, here in Anne Arbor Hills Uniting Church. Yeah, I'm survived for 3 years. Yeah, by your love and by your support, by your encouragement, and by your patience. Thank you. Thank you. I started working for this congregation on 1st March 2020. Officially, I wonder, do you remember my first sermon? Thank you. Yeah. If yes, yeah, it's quite wrong, my sermon. Thank you. Yeah, but I remember exactly what it was about. It was about panic buying. Yeah. Panic buying. And next, please. Yeah. And please cancel the next slide. Yeah, is it like that? And next, please. Yes. You remember that happening? Yes. Of course, of course. At the time, a lot of panic buying happened throughout Australia and in the world. I still wonder, why toilet paper? Why toilet paper? Not rice, not bread, not meat. Why toilet paper? Yeah, always I wonder still. So, can you explain for me after worship service?
We used to use newspaper when we were kids.
Really? Okay. Oh, that's the important reason, maybe. Yeah. That's old story. I've never experienced over there. And unfortunately, our church had to be shut down because of a lockdown. So I preached only one Sunday, the panic buying, and our church shut down. So it felt weird, and also I was a little bit strange. Not a little bit, big strange. So during last week, I reflected on my journey of the last 3 years, such as ordination. And next slide. Yeah, it looks younger than now. Yeah, Pam and Zin. Yeah, and induction service. Yeah, induction here. Yeah, so, and such as ordination, induction, team ministries for online worship with Inika and other ministers, and Zoom worship during the pandemic. Honestly, it was a difficult time to a newly ordained minister, young minister. However, during that time, I have been growing and developing and still trying to transform myself to be a better minister. That is a transformation for me. Of course, I cannot say it was easy, but it needs and will need for me. Various Bible stories tell us how important a change, and they encourage us to be transformed. A transformation in Christian belief is not an option for the ministers and our congregation. Transformation is vital for all believers. Today, there are two stories about transformation in Genesis 12, 1 to 4, and John 3, 1 to 17. These two passages speak to each other in profound ways and to offer us insights into our own journey of faith for transformation. In Genesis we read of God's call to Abram, commanding him to leave his homeland and go to a new land that God will show him. This call was a radical invitation to leave behind everything that was familiar and comfortable with, and to trust in God's promises. Abram's response to this call was obedience in his faith, as he set out on a journey that would ultimately lead him to become the father of many nations. It also tells the story of a man named Abram, who would later be known as Abraham, as you know, and how God called him to a life of transformation. As Abram journeyed, God continued to transform him. He made a covenant with Abram, promising to make him into a great nation, to bless him, and to make his name great. God also promised to bless all the nations of the earth through Abram. Through all these, Abram was transformed from a man who lived a comfortable life in his own country to a man willing to follow God wherever he led him. He was transformed from a man with no children to a man who would become a father of many nations. He was transformed from Abram to Abraham, the father of the faithful. Furthermore, we can learn from this story that transformation is a lifelong process. Abram's transformation did not happen overnight. It was a journey that took many years. But through it all, God was faithful to his promises and transformed Abram into the man he had called him to be. And in John's Gospel, we encounter Nicodemus, a Pharisee who comes to Jesus seeking answers. Nicodemus, like Abram, is being called to leave behind his old ways of thinking and to trust in God's transformative love. Jesus tells Nicodemus that he must be born again, not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. This new birth is a call to radical transformation, a call to leave behind our old ways of thinking and living and to embrace God's love and grace. Jesus tells Nicodemus that he must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, of course, is confused, wondering how one can be born again. Jesus explains that being born again means being born by the Spirit, a transformational experience. This conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus teaches us about the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has the power to change us from inside out, transforming us into new people who live for Christ. The transformation is not something that we can control. It is possible through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. As we are transformed, we become witnesses to the transformative power of Christ in the world. These two stories share a common thread. the call to trust in God's promises and to embark on a faith journey. Abram, Nicodemus, both experienced a radical transformation, a turning away from their old lives, and a turning towards God's promises. As I reflected this sermon last night, I reminded my first experience in Australia. I think I shared the feeling of Abram because I left my home country to here. I don't know that was God's calling for me, but now I believe that was God's calling for me in here. And also, if I didn't come to the Australia, can I experience it, the transformation of God? I think no. Because I'm here, I left my home country that was familiar with me and comfortable with me. It led me to a transformation in here. I had to try to change myself for this context. I had to try to change myself to apply this new context. I had to learn this language, English. I hate, but I had to learn. And I had to change everything I was familiar with. This process still have led me to a transformation. So what is your homeland? What is something that is familiar with you? God still calling us to embark on a journey from where we are comfortable with. Today we are called to embrace this journey of faith. Like Abram, we are called to leave behind our old ways of thinking and living and to trust in God's promises. And like Nicodemus, we are called to be born again, to experience a radical transformation that leads us to embrace God's love and grace. The way to change ourselves is not easy. Why we should be born again? Why Jesus told him, you must be born again? Because there is a pain, there is a difficulty to bear new fruit. I'm father, so I don't know well about the pain, having birth, but our woman members know very well. As we journey through Lent, let us remember that we are called to be people of faith who trust in God's promises and are willing to embark on a journey of transformation. Let us embrace the call to be born again, transformed by God's love and grace, so that we may become the people of God has called us to be. May God bless us all on this journey of faith, and may we always remember the transformative power of God's love. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us to be your children. We ask that you fill us with your Holy Spirit and give us the strength to apply what we have learned. Please help us to be open to the changes that you want to make in us and to have the courage to let go of anything that is holding us back from becoming the people you created us to be. Lord, we pray that you continue to work in us, transforming us more and more each day. We ask that your Holy Spirit guides us and gives us the wisdom and discernment to make the right choices and decisions. We also pray for those struggling for changing themselves, that you would give them the peace and comfort they need to trust in you and your plan for their lives. Help us to be a community that supports and encourages one another as we seek to grow in our faith and be transformed by your Spirit. Thank you for your love and grace and the hope we have in you. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.